have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Nils Smith, and I'm joined by Jay Cranda, as well as some other friends. This is our first time, Jay, to be streaming this live on Zoom's webinar technology. Jay, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm really liking it. You know, we have, I have looked into using Zoom a couple times for webinars for our online community, hosting some training. So selfishly, I'm kind of doing some own research for my ministry. So I'm liking it. We're having some learning curves kind of as we're going here. Yeah. So thank you for, we got Becky and Joey and engaging. And so I think, we started late. And so, for us, I think next week we're going to have this our stuff together. So
go to socialmedia.church. At the top, you'll see a banner, which will give you a link to where you can sign up to join us live. And so we really want to make this the most interactive, engaging podcast. So we love that you're able to listen to it anytime, anywhere on the podcast. But we also want you to feel free to join us every Friday afternoon or morning or whatever time zone you might be in that we are recording. So we record at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 9:30 a.m. Pacific time if you're on the West Coast. And so we appreciate everyone joining us. And now we appreciate all of the people listening whenever it is that you're listening to this podcast. So Jay, we are talking about the newest and most active, just blowing up social network. And that is?
Peach. Not peaches, not peachy, it's peach.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been a little distracted. We got a new pastor this weekend at Community Bible Church. So I was a little distracted with that. And I missed this explosion of a new social network, Peach. And so tell us a little bit about Peach and what it is and what it's all about.
Yeah. So, over last weekend when it kind of exploded, I found out about it because of Twitter. Like people were just, I think like a lot of people, we've mentioned this on past shows, I think Twitter has done a lot. One of the things I love a lot is Moments and how they, kind of highlight different things that are trending and going. And people kept on talking about Peach and using it. And I saw GIFs, I saw all these things kind of going crazy. And so for me, I just downloaded it because I have this threshold where if so many people are into it, I kind of have to get into it.
Yep.
Just to see what it is. You're kind of your first deal is that you want to lock down your username, of course. and then it's okay, what's going on here? So for what Peach is kind of like a Slack Twitter kind of combo. It's really interesting. And the idea is that you kind of have your news feed, and pretty much what it does is that it has more functionality. And what I love about it is that they have these trigger words. So you know how when you're writing on Facebook and you put the @ sign and that triggers,
right? Like,
oh, I can tag my friend or I can tag a Facebook page. They've kind of used that same idea, but instead of an @ sign, you can write like, if I'm having a conversation with you, I can write GIF and I can write a word like pizza in different.
I gotta pause you there though.
Yeah.
I gotta know, is it GIF or is it GIF? Because I've heard both.
I say GIF all the time.
I say GIF.
But it sounds like I
might sound like an idiot.
It sounds like I'm saying a character from Back to the Future, I feel like. Like, and I have a slur or something.
Okay. Keep going. You caught me on that, and I thought, man.
No. So a GIF, for those who don't know, is like a 5-second video clip.
Yeah. No audio, right?
Yeah, no audio, and it just kind of repeats. So it's always like it's someone falling, and then it's like falling again, falling.
They're hilarious.
So the idea, though, inside the app, normally what you have to do is you have to go on YouTube or like Google and you have to find something. And so then on Peach is it's all within the app. And so they give you like this little window, and if you write pizza, it will give you all these gifts and you can keep on selecting until you find one. So like I was watching the Packers game this weekend, and after they won, I put in gift Packers, and they had like a clip of one of the players jumping into the stands as they typically do. And so I posted it, but it's not just GIF, it's movie location. It's this endless thing. It's like, if you type in movie, it searches and you can post it. So there's so many things that you can do, but it's for those who use Slack, it's very similar to Slack, but I love some of the features. They kind of made like a Slack or something for like everybody, and they made it like robust with features. But I love the idea of not leaving the app. What are some of your thoughts?
Yeah, the app I would probably most compare it to is Snapchat. And the reason I say that is, one, you kind of have to be friends with people. And so the way it's a little more personal and how you connect with folks, it is, but it's fun. You know, I mean, I think the bottom line to Snapchat is people are like, this is goofy, this is silly, but it's fun. You know, and I think people like to have fun on social media. And when marketers get in and just start advertising like crazy, it takes away the fun of social media. And Twitter, a lot of times, is like, and that's my favorite social network, but a lot of articles, promotional stuff, and it's you get things get lost in, but it's not real fun. You know, it's more like inspirational posts, comments, tweets, and then you see. So you're showing me right now, I just waved to you.
Oh, did you? Did you? Yeah, I saw that.
But they're just, it's just fun, you know. So I really am going to be intrigued to see how this, you know, what the engagement is like in comparison to Snapchat, because Snapchat is so popular right now. I've been spending a lot of time on there, and it really is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it's not intuitive, and so you get on there, and you're like, I don't even know what the heck to do. And you got to get a teenager to show you how to do it. Or I got my wife. She showed me how to do it. My wife is like the Snapchat queen. Like, she's dominates Snapchat. But I just don't even know what to do. And I naturally kind of pick up on things quickly. And Snapchat was hard for me. Peach made sense. And I loved even the way they gave like a tutorial as you get onto of showing you a few things to do. I think there's going to always kind of be these new things that you unlock and find. And how you interact. So it'll be fun to see how it develops. It has exploded, though, in such a fast way. Yeah. We've seen this recently with Periscope, not that long ago, had that kind of just same explosion as it came onto the scene. This one has the who was the guy that created it? He was connected to Vine.
Vine, yeah.
We saw Vine about a year and a half ago.
I just love I personally really love the idea of not leaving the app for Google searches and things that you want to interject. So I think that's the thing. Like, I still do the, you know, I search somewhere and I drag it to my desktop and then I drag it to my Facebook. But the idea, can Facebook or Twitter or whatever make it so, like, I love that idea of not leaving. Now, I will say, I was showing it to a friend on Sunday at church, and I typed in, I think I typed in pizza or something. Like, I typed in something bigger, something very neutral to give them an idea of the gift. And they give you this deal where you can search through the images over and over again and select it. Well, I had an inappropriate word on one of the images, and I'm sitting here at church showing somebody. Yeah. And so there's clearly not a lot of filter. So, but it was like this like uncomfortable, you know, and he harassed me, but it was like, there's still some things like that, but I definitely think that they've done some good things. Now, the thing is, are they just going to gut it and someone's going to steal it? You know what I mean? Right. I mean, and that's the idea, but I think there's something there. I love the idea of quick responses. You know, I was like, joking around, cause they have a hiss option. You can go around hissing people, which is kind of like, you know, thinking of a grown adult hissing people, but I definitely love the idea of kind of quick kind of responses. And so, I mean, I think there's some good things there. I think there's some things to learn. It definitely takes more of a texting culture on there to the next level. And
what's your advice to a pastor at a church who's busy? They're like, oh, great, one more thing. Is this worth getting onto now, or should they just kind of wait and see? What would be your advice?
I think I would say wait. If anything, go on there, download it, and just be aware of some of the basic stuff. Don't invest a lot of time into it.
So lock in your handle.
like lock in your handle and then kind of do some basic navigating around, you know, like I only have like 7 friends on there right now. So like, and the people that were on there right away were like some of our digital native, like high techie people. Yeah. And so it's definitely a smaller culture, but that's how Snapchat was for a while. And then it kind of, you kind of get past that. Is it going to survive kind of idea? And so, and like, I still don't use Snapchat that much. And so I still am not I was in a meeting yesterday and I captured video.
Yeah.
And it went to the next phase. And then my audio started playing in my meeting. Yeah. And I was like, dang it. Like I should have, like, I don't know how to use Snapchat apparently, but that's the thing, is that I would just lock in your handle and kind of do some basic navving around, but you don't have to invest in
it. Cause I was slow on Snapchat and Neil Smith was taken on Snapchat. Like I own it on every other platform except for Gmail and that. And so
I'll give it to you for like $100.
I bet you would, Jay. I bet you. So I'm Neil Smith One. If you want to follow me on Snapchat, I'd love to be friends with you. But it's Snapchat is so interesting because you essentially have to know people. You've got to tell people to go find you. There's not kind of that organic, finding other people. But just like, you know, if you remember on MySpace back in the day, you found people through their friends. And so you could do the same thing with Peach. I just went to your friends and I saw Brady Shearer, you know, our mutual friend is on there. So I added him as a friend. And so I'm eager and, I don't know if you call him a friend. I know you guys have a rough relationship, but Kenny Jang is also on there. So I'll let you decide, you know, where you want to go with that relationship on Peach.
He's posting weird things on Peach right now.
No doubt about it. It's Kenny Jang. We got to have him on and get his opinion. So I think this is interesting. I think Snapchat really is interesting to see and to trend and watch how that grows and develops. Snapchat account I would recommend following if you're, you know, curious about Snapchat is White House. It's just one word, White House. And so it literally is, I don't know who it is. It's an individual that's following around the president that works for the White House, but they make the White House personal and fun. And so one of the things I love about Snapchat is like the drawing feature where you can draw on the pictures and do that kind of thing. You can do that within Peach. I think it's just fun to draw on your screen, make a little picture, draw on other pictures. So that's one of the fun things about Snapchat. And then the little filters and stuff that come in. Let's talk, Jay, a little bit as we wrap up this podcast. And, those that are watching live, if you guys have any questions, just jump in the chat and ask us a question. We'll address anything that you want us to talk about on this podcast. So that is the advantage of getting on live. So if you want to get on the next podcast and want to ask anything, you can ask it on social media using the hashtag SMC podcast, or you can jump on live with us and ask us any questions. So let's talk about Facebook Live. Facebook Live is the growing trend. It's been around for a little bit through Mentions app. Then now profiles have just kind of showed up. Now they're saying it's available on pages. We're only seeing it on people's pages, not on the church page. So Community Bible Church, we don't have it live on our page yet. I will tell you though, the experience that I had with it this week, Jay, is I told my pastor, Robert Emmett, I've been telling him for a couple weeks because we've had the function available and he hasn't used it. You really should try this Facebook Live feature. You can do it anywhere, anytime. Talk about whatever God might be speaking to you and you can figure that out. So we showed him how to do it. He jumped on in his backyard, gave a 45-second story about trees, you know, and men and women and trees. It was pretty interesting. But he's like, Nils, you're wasting my time. I had 7 people on. Like, Robert, you got to give it more than 45 seconds, but let's see what happens. The video immediately after it's live is on demand. Well, then after that, about 15 minutes later, we had 2,000 people that had watched the video. Now we've had about 7,000 people, and it took him 45 seconds. It maybe took him 5 seconds before that 45 seconds to actually click the buttons, and he had a message out there that went out to 8,000 people. And he doesn't have a massive following like a lot of other pastors. I mean, he's got a good following. I think it's a tremendous platform. I can't wait for it to be available on our Facebook page. What are your thoughts about Facebook Live, and how do you see churches being able to use that in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's streamlining Periscope and so forth, you know, kind of on your personal platform. I haven't had the option pop up until like a day and a half ago. I was actually just looking at I was like trying to see if I was going to get it personally, and I hadn't seen it yet. And I had seen a couple of the people, like I kept on seeing Haley at your church using it and a couple of things. And I was like, man, I haven't seen it yet. And so I just saw it yesterday. I haven't used it yet personally.
Okay.
But as a church, you know, our pastor used it for his Facebook page. And I just think live video is so premium if you do it well. Now, are you going to Facebook Live this right now?
No, I'm Snapchatting this right now.
Oh, okay. So I have a do not compete clause. So with social media church, I don't want to cause issues. And so I just think it's a powerful way. I think Facebook has done things so well that, you know, just like, photos boost your reach in your stream. Yep. Now Facebook video is a premium where it boosts, and then live is going to make that, it's already going to make in the newsfeed, you're taking up enough space where you're drawing people attention. And then if you say live, now you're even getting more interested. So it's just, it's making things in the news stream be more and more relevant and more now. Cause that's the thing, right? It's like when you're searching for something, you're trying to figure out, is this old or new? I watched Making a Murderer and on Netflix. And so when I'm searching news, I'm trying to figure out if the news is old or new. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so if it's live, what I know is that it is new and it's probably premium on some level. And so I want to watch it now. And so like I've seen this with, and so I do that with Google searches. So when I'm searching, I'll do it like in the last 24 hours. And so what I love about Facebook video is that if it's coming from a certain person, I can get the most up-to-date thing. And so I know this is new stuff. It isn't repackaged. It isn't on a third-party blog. You know what I mean? This is premium stuff. And so I've seen people that I've kind of been intrigued on is Mashable. Mashable's been doing Facebook Live stuff. And so I think about this is that as I'm on Facebook and I'm kind of just navigating around, I see Mashable. I get a notification, Mashable Live, they're doing something live. Well, my brain did this like automatic, like stop. And I was kind of intrigued. And so the question is, because Facebook Live is new, because it's kind of being saturated, how long will that work? Will it stop me? And how long until like, well, everybody's live and my brain doesn't stop. And so I think you have this 3 to 6 month window where we're really intrigued. And if you do it now, you're going to get probably more eyeballs than you typically would. And then there's going to be 6 months from now to a year, it's just going to be everyone's doing it. But I think right now we're in this hot spot. So I'm definitely intrigued on it. And I think churches should be testing it out. I think just go into your service and live stream a service and see how many people watch it and just try it out.
What does it hurt?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt anything. It
takes you 2 minutes to be set up. See what happens. So Becky asked the question, should you use Facebook Live or Periscope? My recommendation, I've told this to a couple of clients, Pete Scazzaro specifically, I said, Pete, we're done with Periscope. We're in on Facebook Live now. He's like, whoa, you've been telling me for 3 months that I should be doing Periscope. And I'm like, that's right. And you didn't do it for 3 months. You know, we did it 3 times. And now we've got to move on, you know, and we almost missed that window. And now we got some value out of Periscope. But Facebook Live is going to have a much more engaged audience, especially for his audience. I think there's going to be some that Periscope is going to be a better audience for. I think primarily, though, Facebook is going to be that core audience. You're going to see greater engagement. I'm with you, Jay, that the sooner you get on, the faster you're going to build an audience. I think here's two tricks that I see in the short term of Facebook Live. The first thing is the autoplay on Facebook. And so people, when they go to your live broadcast, they're probably not going to tune in to at least 30 seconds in. And when they're watching it on demand, they're also probably not going to watch it till 30 seconds in, because they're going to see it in their newsfeed and they're going to see it autoplaying. And honestly, if it's just you talking, it might not look that interesting to click to hear that voice. So my recommendation would be, if you're willing to do something goofy or silly, or even just like point down to the bottom corner of the screen, like, hey, you know, like wave your arms, hey, point down here and like unmute the button and kind of communicate to them visually to unmute, because they're watching it in their newsfeed, but until they unmute it, they can't hear you. The other thing is during the video, click to the other part of the screen and just say, hey, subscribe, because when they subscribe, they're going to get a push message every time that you're live on Facebook. And so that is a huge opportunity. So get subscriptions, get people to unmute, and you're going to see more engagement. More people are going to watch afterwards than they are going to watch live. But I'd say the advantage, just like in this webinar, is, you know, Becky, because she's on live, is able to ask us a question, get that engagement. Those people that listen to the podcast that might have a question for us aren't going to get that. They still get the value of listening to it later. And we probably are going to have 99% of people listening to this podcast afterwards, but having that opportunity available for live and doing that Q&A. So maybe even having a 3-minute presentation in your mind, or what you want to communicate, or minute and a half, and then open it up for Q&A. And that's where people get that real.
Yeah, there's some big. So next steps is on the mobile app that you're running, I would just on your phone, go to type a post, and in the lower right-hand corner, there's this like person with kind of two halos around them. So yeah. I can barely show it.
It's the last one at the end of your
little and options. It will give you an option to go live. And so just go on there and try it out. Obviously, make sure you got clothes on and you're all those things. So don't be like, like you freak out. So just be careful. Okay.
That's good advice, Jay.
This is what I'm here for. So try out Peach, just kind of explore, get your handle, try out Facebook Live. And we want to highlight, if you haven't already, go to socialmedia.church, sign up for, to get notified about, we do these every Friday at 9:30, Pacific time, and, check out our social media basics course, which is at socialmediachurch.university. And, if you go to socialmedia.church and sign up for our email list, we give you a free video preview of our Getting to Know Facebook. So you can sign up and we'll send that to you right away. So thanks again for everybody that engaged with our first ever Zoom live webinar. I love it. And interacting, we're going to be doing these, experimenting, and go to socialmedia.church to learn more. So thanks again for listening and watching.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.